Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important. Today on This Is Important.
She's got to get to the cabin before there's 25 nut busts.
Ballet bros have the hugest cocks, man.
He's jerking off, and right as he busts, he catches a salmon.
My dog, Coda, is also known as Cum Soda.
Let's go!
Wake up!
Wake up, baby!
Wake up!
That's good.
What is up?
It was good.
Adam, let's talk about your resonance right now. Adam, you got a little growl to your voice.
Yeah, just woke up super early, you know? That was a big drinking weekend for me. It's a 4th of July weekend.
Hell yeah,
partied
baby.
Hard. And then it...
Hello!
Same story, different Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same story, different Monday.
And then it kind of carried on for a few days, had the mutual buddy Scotty Landis visiting.
Sure, friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Writer from Workaholics, friend of Workaholics.
And that's right. He also wrote the very spooky horror movie, Ma, with Octavia Spencer. But he was in town and then had a super early call this morning for the Righteous Gemstone. So I was up at 5 in the a.m. and it is almost 11 in the p.m. right now. So, you know, it's quite the banger.
You're burning the midnight.
Yes.
Look, I do have a question, though.
Oh, shit. Right out the gate.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I just, Blake, how many times have you jerked off?
Oh, come on, brother.
He's coming out hot.
Come on, brother.
Last week.
Yeah.
I just ate some baked beans.
Cool.
That I got at Home Team, which is a barbecue place that I took Blake to the other weekend.
Yeah, home of the Game Changer.
Home of the Game Changer. Delicious barbecue. But it's been about almost 2 weeks at this point. I think tomorrow will be the 2 week mark that I got these baked beans.
Kick ass!
Do you think they've gone bad? Because immediately, like 30 minutes after I ate it, the guts have been. Speaking to me, or do you think that's just the amount of beers I drank this past weekend is finally caught up to me?
Huh.
Also, beans fuck you up from the inside, right?
They're the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
You eat, the more you toot. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, classic phrase.
But they're good for you, right? They're good for you.
Yeah,
farting is good for you.
Farting's good. Farting is good.
I feel like it might be a little bit of column A and column B. You're eating old food.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the vice president for a second. I thought you were like column A, and I'm like, well, that's not even her name, dude. We're talking beans.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's a weird way to
have column
A. That would be so weird if you just started to get politically charged right out the gate.
I feel like it's a column A.
Column A and her sister, column B?
Column Bean.
Column Bean.
So we think it's fine. You guys would eat baked beans that have been about 2 weeks.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a big leftovers guy. If it's been there 2 days, 3 days, I'm chucking it.
What?
Oh, really? I let stuff grow. I will eat around fungi.
I almost died eating leftover pizza in Washington, D.C. with you guys. So after that,
That is true. And that was only a day, too.
I can't stop eating.
Yeah. That was probably only 8 hours, honestly, because it was like we were up all night. And then, or like we got it late-ish and then woke up in the morning, had a slice before we hit the road. And then I was.
So wait, so you think you got the food turned into poison in 8 hours? Is that what I'm hearing? Like within 8 hours, the food turned into poison.
I was the only person to eat it the next day and almost died.
Jesus, that's frightening.
Yeah, but that was probably like, what's the shit you can get from spinach?
E. coli?
Yeah, I think I think you got the big E.
You got a case of the E, dog.
That's if you eat the wet spinach. If you eat the spinach that looks like it's soaked, that's when you get the E.
The soapy spinach?
The stuff that looks like it's covered in soap.
Little bubbles.
Oh, is that
those little scrubber bubbles? Did you guys ever like when you like on your like mom's like cleanup shit at the crib? Those little soap bubbles with the bristles?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I wanted like toys of that. Why doesn't that company make toys and then brand people super young and then you've got them for life?
Yeah.
Because I think they're kind of sex toys.
What?
Those are like little massagers. Yeah, you just...
The brushes?
I need way more information.
Yeah, my mom actually had a lot of them growing up.
The brushes?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had them all over.
For sex?
So wait, you think the bristles are for boys or girls? Or
Or what?
A little of both.
Or butts.
Just are heavy
for boys, girls, or butts?
Yeah, all genitals respond to bristles.
Yeah, all right.
In my family.
Okay, wow. I feel like they're rough bristles, but hey, you're a rough guy.
Hey.
Yeah, they're tough. They're meant for soap scum. They're meant to like scrape off like mildew and soap scum. Like that's
you,
like
you are what you claim.
Well, yeah, and I call my penis and testicle scum. I call my genital scum.
Soap and scum?
Soap scum.
Yeah.
I must clean the scum off.
It's the scum shot.
Mm. Scrape the scum.
Absolutely. Freaking.
That is what scumbag is, right? Scumbag's a condom. Like scum is like a euphemism for cum.
Yeah.
Well, you're teaching us a lot on this podcast about like ejaculation, Durs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm here for.
We didn't know Pearl Jam was about, was like, you know, ejac.
Allegedly.
And he taught us that.
I also think that Durs has this cool skill where he can just take any road back to Cumville.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's cool.
It all loops back to cum with Jersey.
Six degrees to cum.
Slick roads.
Slippery slide.
Yeah, baby. Right.
Speaking of cum. Hey, speaking of cum, I have some.
Not again.
Yeah.
I have something. I did it.
Hello. What'd you do? Up?
I did it.
What'd you do?
I did it.
Did you snip?
I made the appointment. I made the appointment.
You snipped.
I made the appointment.
What?
Yeah.
Snip.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop you from ejacking, does it?
No. The loads still come from what I've told. But yeah, there's...
So you still have all the fun of the toy, but none of the dangers.
Well
yes,
put.
So no more live ammunition. It's all blanks.
Mm.
Well, when I do it. I haven't done it yet. I made the appointment. I walked in.
That's cool.
Right. Yeah. Can we walk through the science of it? Like,
It's science.
Like, what is the technical term for
it? It's called a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm. Vasectomy.
Because
that is definitely a German scientist who discovered that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Dr.
Totally.
Vasectomy.
Vas. Because they cut the vas deferens.
Oh.
Someone did. They're like, that's vas sick to me.
Wow.
And they're like, well, we got to do it.
Yeah. Vas cool.
So they cut it off and then they tie it? Or what's the deal?
Well, there's two of them in the sack and they cut both of them. And then I guess they cauterize it or something. I got to look into that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's to get a blowtorch in there and just fucking torch you.
I might be confusing, like, girls get their tubes tied and boys get their dick snipped.
Yes, yeah, correct.
I don't know if there's any literal tying happening. I think that's kind of like a cute, fun thing to say, right?
It's like a crimp.
Well, why can't we say, I don't want to get snipped. Yeah, I would rather get crimped. Maybe we can start that.
Crimping?
I'm getting my... nutsack crimped.
They just make the tube zigzaggy?
I'm going to go ahead and get my nuts crimped.
I'm getting my nuts crimped this weekend.
Yo.
I'm getting crimped.
Kind of like it's 80s day in high school. We're just crimping our nuts.
We should crimp our pubes and just like change the world.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Let's for sure start crimping a lot of our hair on our body.
And like finger wave your pubes?
Yes, sir.
I feel like people were like, we shave to like show that we're cleanly, we're all cleaned up, we take care of our bodies. But if you style that shit?
Yeah, that's hot.
Here's the science of the vasectomy if you guys want it. Like,
yes.
No, sir, I don't like it.
A vasectomy works by stopping sperm getting into a man's semen, the fluid that he ejaculates. We all knew that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We know what that is. We know
Then you just squeeze your dick really hard, no?
That is true. That's one of the techniques.
Back it up?
Yeah, there's ways.
The tubes that carry sperm from a man's testicles to the penis are cut, blocked, or sealed with heat.
No! Oh, they are cauterized.
Corduroyed. You have to wear corduroys.
Right.
This means that when a man ejaculates, the semen has no sperm in it and a woman's egg cannot be fertilized. So that's the whole point.
That just flooded me with memories. I actually think I did have that knowledge somewhere in my brain for sure.
Crazy, dude.
So somewhere in
there.
Wow,
you got fucking flooded.
Wow, I learned a thing once and...
No, I'm actually hella smart. You just have to knock the knowledge loose and then I'm like, yeah, I knew that.
Right.
Yeah. I knew that.
Can't explain it exactly, but yeah, I knew that for sure.
Yeah, say it to me and I will confirm that it's true.
I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Blake, did you know this? That you can reverse it. And it's like 99% reversible.
I did not know that. Wow.
It can still wrangle its way. Like, shit still goes on. I had a buddy who I swam with who got it, and then he was like, didn't work.
Oh, my God.
Well, it depends on how quickly you're blasting afterwards. You have to clear the chamber. You have to shoot like, you know, like 25 times to clear it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to
clear it. God damn it, honey. I mean, you're clearing it.
Exactly. Do you want another kid? Then let me watch this.
It's been a year.
So are you going to take a big weekend? Are you going to take the Oculus off to your cabin?
A romantic weekend.
Really treat yourself?
Yeah.
Really treat yourself and just clear the tubes?
Yeah, unload the banana clip.
Like, oh, my God. It.
Feels like something I could throw on the calendar. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she doesn't want to be around you on a weekend that you're truly trying to jerk off 20 times. That's a lot. Right.
25. It's a job.
25. Yeah, that you're going to work.
Right.
You're going to work.
I'm honestly.
Guys, I hate to say it, but I think we have a movie idea. I think we slipped and fell into a movie idea.
Uh-oh. Clear the chambers.
That's disgusting. Don't say it like that. Really slipped and...
Okay, you're taking the road back to Cumtown, but come on now. I'm saying four best friends all get snipped, and they go to a house.
Kyle is starring in this movie?
Kyle is the lead.
I'm a part of the ensemble, bro. Yeah, right. Get used to it. Get used to it.
Dude, I am used to it.
Okay.
I was wondering.
Wait, I want to hear this huge comedy.
No, I'm already rewriting it. One friend gets snipped. Okay. Kyle, the star of the movie, and his three best friends go with him to like a house in the desert to do his last 25 ejaculations. And they want to make each one special. Yeah.
Wait, you guys are going to be there for me? Right. I'm just going to take this.
Oh, they want to make each ejac a special event for him?
Yeah, it's a it's like, you know, he's like coming to terms with like he can never create life again. So we're like, let's treat each ejaculation like a birth of a child.
Can I flip this a little bit?
Absolutely.
And make it more of a female-driven comedy?
Okay.
I'm pissed now.
And that's hot right now. Those cells.
So a woman gets pregnant with her husband and they're so happy. And he's like, you know what, honey? She's like, I'm just done with kids. We can't do this anymore. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, she hates kids. Maybe she hates kids.
That's well, she's had it. She's had it
up to here with them.
She wants to move on from having more kids. And he's like, totally get it. You know what?
She hates the two that she has.
Let's get snipped, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets snipped and he goes, honey, I'm going to go away for this weekend. I got 25 shots I got to bang out. You don't want to be around for that.
No.
He leaves.
Mm-hmm.
She has a miscarriage the next day.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
But now she's got to get to this.
How are you?
I'm sorry. I forgot comedy's dead.
Wait, how are you getting
this? This is not funny.
Yeah, wait a minute.
This isn't funny.
This is sad.
I don't know how you get past that scene.
Hey, he's setting it up. Let's give him
I haven't said the punchline yet.
Okay.
She's got to get to the cabin before there's 25 nut busts because once he passes the nut busts, and so like you're intercutting from her, like, you know, the car will break down, she'll run into her.
So there's truly a ticking cock.
Oh.
Yes,
a jacking cock.
What? Yeah, okay. I love that. And maybe the place he went is there's no cell phone. So
right, exactly. There's just porno tapes.
Yeah, man. It's the cabin. It's a cabin.
Yeah, you could come up to the cabin.
Yes.
It was his creepy old grandpa who just went there to die and just has a wall of dusty old porno tapes.
Right. Yeah. And you're intercutting.
So it's just you're just jerking off to like Christy Canyons or whatever. Whatever old porno, Betty Page or something.
That's great.
Is grandpa here or is grandpa dying in the movie?
Yeah, we could throw that in like the deleted scenes.
Yeah, maybe in the coda, the very, very end of the movie after the credits is we walk back and find him still jerking off in the woods. Like he goes on a walk.
He thought he was dead the whole time. But like,
yeah, we think he's dead and he's still.
And what is the coda?
I think that isn't that like after the little scene after the credits roll?
Oh.
It's not like the secret scene. It's like, I think it's the last bum, you know, like the last note.
Oh, okay.
Like that's what is the Led Zeppelin album Coda their last album?
So that was a cum related album.
Oh my God.
No, wait, we're not talking about cum anymore.
Wait, what?
God, dude.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm so
Blake
sorry.
Jerks off on one plane when he was 19 years old. And
it blew my fucking mind.
Bro.
He jerks off on one time on a plane when he was in his late teens, and suddenly he just has jizz on the brain.
His brain has come.
I'm sorry. No, it crossed with because Kyle's dog's name's Coda. Yeah. It's cum soda.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't totally out of the blue, okay?
I was like, wait, where are you getting... Okay.
I know. So, I was like, wait, what the fuck just happened to my brain?
Because my dog, Coda, is also known as cum soda. But I
mean,
yo, what? I feel so bad for everybody listening who's like, I gotta stop.
I can't follow it anymore.
These guys are so fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not that. But it's not that.
Yes. Back to what Durst, you just pitched a really good movie because you could have this whole like this.
No.
This lady and her best friend are on a buddy,
and the best friend is pregnant, like super pregnant, ready to pop. She's not supposed to go.
And then you just keep cutting the husband having just like the weirdest jerk off scenes, like 25 scenes.
Right. And then you're back to the action.
And then you're back to the heartfelt story. And then you cut to the dumb dude just like.
Bro, this is the strangest.
Well, it can also like your original pitch. I want to save some of that because, there was some meat on those bones.
Okay.
Some gist of those balls, so to speak. Sure.
Well, yeah.
Some of those scenes should be pretty beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, because he's dealing with
He's really finding himself out there, and he's really enjoying. He's underneath a waterfall.
Right. Outdoor jack sessions, for sure.
He's jerking off, and right as he busts, he catches a salmon. Well, that falls from up above.
It jumps up for the nut, and then he grabs it with his bare hands.
And he grabs it, just with his bare hands by the lip. It's flipping around, and then it cuts to him eating it.
Right. Perfect.
Yes, exactly.
And guess what? He doesn't have any Lowry's. What's he going to use to season it?
Ooh, now that's nasty.
I don't know. What is he going to use? Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. He needs something salty. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to use. Let's let the audience decide.
Adam, what would be salty to your knowledge?
I don't know. Something that's salty and kind of buttery tasting. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Buttery?
Is that the description?
Alloy? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it tastes exactly like, from all the loads that I've swallowed. Not tasty.
Oh my God!
Salty and buttery. Salty and buttery.
Right. And is a valid replacement for Lowry's.
Oh.
Or like an Old Bay. Or like an Old Bay.
I don't know what Old Bay is. Is that like a seasoning?
Yeah, it's another seasoning. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Tight.
Yeah, well, I think we got some. I was picturing like a wild horse is running by the guy when he's just stroking it. You know? He's like, wow.
Maybe one stops and sees him doing it. And just looks like he's going to charge him and then just bows down. You know how horses get like cross their...
Right, one hoof in front of
the
other.
The kneel.
hoof in front of the other and then just bows down like it's some sort of magical moment between the two of them. And then for the rest of the movie, he just rides that butt naked horseback.
Uh-huh. Oh, and he does a hands-free e-jack?
Yeah, and he's riding it bareback.
Yeah.
That's also kind of a sexual term. There's a lot here, guys.
Yeah, there's so much here.
It's a great movie.
I would love to spend some moments on this, some of that, and then also roll through like 12 of them hella quick. Like,
oh, yeah. He does it on the way up. He bangs one out.
There's 25. We have to get through 25.
There's 25.
It's a lot.
Yeah. You're going to want to move it along.
Every single cutaway should be a new genre for sure. It's genre bending.
And guess what? It's a ticking cock.
Right.
But that cock has to tick 25 times, and that's a lot of tickle.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, points!
And what's cool is that by the end, when he gets up to like the 15s, the late teens, like...
When the audience is glued to their seats in the screen.
Right. Yeah. It's tough. He can't just go back-to-back pops.
What about the dark nut of the soul?
Dark nut.
Blake, hit it.
Hey.
Yes, points!
Yes, points!
You give it to yourself. There you go, baby.
Yes, points!
You earned it.
That's pretty great.
Thank you.
Cool. And then, you know, what we can show something earlier that foreskin shadows what happens later.
Wait, I didn't know it was going to be back to back.
Foreskin shadows.
Yes,
well, I'm just saying, if we can find something in the right vein. You know.
Yes, points!
And I don't want to rip off any old movie like Shaft or...
yes, points!
Go Durst!
Any more?
Go Durst!
Wow, he's got to take a sip of beer after that run, my boy. He had to cool it down.
He's got
to
wet that whistle.
But like the soundtrack could be amazing. You could get like Aretha Franklin.
Oh! Yes, points!
Hell yeah, dude. I had one other thing that I just thought of, though, if that's cool. Still on the topic.
Go for it. Yes, all right.
No, I just was like tripping because when he said I could reverse it, I was like, why didn't I get one of these when I was fucking 18 years old?
Right, I mean, right,
right. Yeah.
Right?
We, yeah.
Like, I feel like we should have this conversation.
Well, also... Yes. Yeah, it's because you also should be scared of STDs.
Right, right.
Not just getting people pregnant. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, is anybody doing this? Like
young?
I'm sure some psychopath is doing it for sure.
Psycho? This is like, it's a kind of a genius thought.
Yeah, but it's borderline.
Yeah, but also you should be wary of other STDs. It makes you want to wear condoms right. with people.
I get that, but you always put the IED, the IUD, and the woman has to wear it, take the pill, all that shit. This total is something drag. For like the dude to step up and just be like, I'm clean.
I think it's because it's a surgery.
But let me give you another example. So say you do it at 18 and then you kind of undo it at 30. You know how like if you don't use a sink for a long ass time and you come back to a house and it's like... And it doesn't work great.
Yeah.
What if you untie your shit and then like your shit is just like for a couple of years?
I mean, maybe save some of your cum and then tie it up.
Great point.
You know what I mean?
Frozen cum for sure.
Frozen
cum.
Every 18-year-old man's household should just have an ice cube tray of frozen cum. Just in case. You never know.
Wait a second. When you're gonna dude, Todd, where's that ice cube tray?
We're back. Hey, you ran out.
I got some White Claws on ice if you want one, dude.
That's not ice.
Are these the White Claws?
This tastes exactly like Lowry's, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, man. This got that Old Bay taste.
These White Claw ice cubes taste like Lowry's. What's going on?
It's like a cream soda mixed with Lowry's. What the fuck is this flavor?
Man. Don't get me wrong. It's good, dude. But, like, what is it?
Don't get me wrong. It's hella good.
Yeah. It's really good. Oh my God. It is so good, dude.
I'm just saying, what is this flavor?
I've got some energy. Yeah.
What? I threw some Kahlua up on him, man, bro. Fucking sick, man, bro.
What is that?
This is the best White Russian I've ever had.
It's a little salty. It's a little sweet.
It's kind of like an oyster in a way.
I just want to slurp it down.
I like it.
If you're not going to hit the soundboard, I'm going to do it.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Oh, no. Did I freeze again?
No, you're good.
No, you're good. You're good, bro.
Oh, God. There was one moment when you guys were pitching like the horseback thing or whatever. I went off into a section completely without you guys. I was just talking to myself.
Right.
But
scary.
I bounced back.
Did you see a cat cross your path twice?
Yeah, ooh, I was on question. Some Matrix.
That's
shit.
A glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, by the way, when you guys were like giving me shit about Men in Black, and you guys were like, the cat's collar. Mm-hmm. It's a pug. It's a pug, you fools. And you guys were all like, you don't even know the movie.
I thought we said dog's
and then,
collar.
And
dude.
Then, oops, winning. You guys know. You guys kept saying cat's collar.
We did. That's
whatever. It was a collar. That's the most important part.
Hey,
is no, that it was small.
You know
it
what?
Was the animal's collar.
He's got a good point.
Yeah.
And
egg on your face a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, early compliment for going and watching that movie when we said you should.
Absolutely. That was huge.
He didn't go watch it. He just got comments.
I didn't. No. People on the internet.
Oh, dude, the internet stays undefeated.
Cheating.
Take back.
Cheating.
Pod Important on Instagram, our Instagram handle. We now have 69.6 thousand followers,
dude,
guys.
Smash that like button.
Ooh.
Subscribe.
Yeah. That shit's important.
And I think we cut it off. We don't allow any more followers.
Right.
Okay.
Right? We have the perfect amount, the funniest number. I think we just stick there and don't get any bigger.
I think
that's
a great
top
idea.
Top it off.
Right.
Yeah.
Top it off at 69. If you're in the club, you're in. If you're out, sorry.
Bye.
You're going to miss a lot of good drops.
Sure.
Sorry, bye.
So let's go private.
Sure.
Can we turn the account private, please?
Or maybe get bigger, get to like 669,000 or something. That'd be the next mark.
I think we can just do celebratory we've got to 69,000. We make a big deal of it. When we get to 420,000, huge deal.
Mm. Okay. Also another huge deal, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a really huge deal.
Hey, cheers to that.
That's going to be a super fun podcast. We just get mad stoned during it. That sounds awesome.
Boom. The 420 cast is going to go off, man.
420 is the best.
So Kyle, are we
what up?
2 weeks out from this?
I'm doing it in August. I'm almost like a month out, actually. I had to schedule it a month out because I'm going to be out of town for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got to get one of those on deck. I know.
Yeah,
I
mean, dude.
Yeah. You got to make it a special day, though. Like, I got friends who did it and then, like, their wives, like, took them out for drinks because you're, like, on some kind of drug. So it just takes a couple drinks to get severely loaded and kind of celebrate with your lady.
Just one kind of drug? Or
I don't know what it is. But
thank you, God.
It's some pain pills. They give you some pain pills. I already got my script. I don't know if I'm going to do them. We'll see.
Smoking.
Yeah, and you're not going to ride.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's just, yeah, you're just going to rough it?
Yeah.
Well, dude, it is your where you sit all the time. You know, it will be mad uncomfortable. It's not like just a leg that you could keep extended.
Yeah, I know. I probably will take a pain pill. I just always say this going into surgeries. I'm like, I don't really want to do the pain pills because I'm the kind of guy that fucking goes into it and I love them. But I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't want
to
do it.
Dude, you can't do the pain pill and we have to record this.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
That's fine.
We have to. It's going to be like the episode where you get your throat slit and you're like, That's what I picture.
Well, he's not going to do the pain pill, but he's going to smoke like 3,000 joints to his face.
That's how I do it. Okay. That's how I do
That'll be, you're just going to numb yourself with drugs.
Sure. I still want to tune in.
Still good TV.
Yeah. I want to see, like, you know when they do the up close, like the medicals, like the camera that goes down into your body and you can see like the holes and like the wet weirdness where you're like, this is the subway inside your body. I want to see that shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Inner space.
Dude, yeah. They said I have to get a jock strap. So I have to order a jock strap and bring it because I have to put my nuts in a jock strap for 3 days afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to lay down for 2 days.
Why? Because they don't want them flapping around in those. What kind of underwear do you rock?
Sacks.
Like the sacks?
Well, yeah. I wear sacks. So I almost asked the guy, like, yo, does sacks work? Because they have a pouch.
You told him you're a sacks man?
They do. That's their thing. They have a sack.
It might be the best post-vasectomy undies.
That puts a lot of business up front. I don't know if you guys have that crazy bulge when you wear those, like up front, nut and dick.
Yeah, mine was crazy.
Yeah, mine was out of this world. It was like people were kind of looking. I'm like, what
the yeah, me, yeah, me too.
Yeah, mine was so insane. Yeah, dude, my bulge is so crazy.
I can't wear sacks underwear because it makes my dick look too big. Is my problem with that.
Right. See, that's why.
It makes pants uncomfortable.
Yeah, like they're already like tight enough.
That being said, wonderful design work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like them.
A lot of fun patterns.
I like them. At least I have a bulge when I wear them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is an enhancer. It's an enhancer
Thank
for the
Thank you, God.
But it for sure does look like whatever ballet dancer dudes rock.
Thank you, God.
What are those called? Yeah.
I don't know, but that really makes
a dance belt. I think it is called a dance belt.
Dance belt. A dance belt. Yeah.
Like we wear those when we get naked on, like when you're acting and shit and you're running around. You rock a dance belt.
Ballet bros have the hugest cocks, man.
It is crazy.
Anywho.
Right?
Wait, is that real? Is that like a real thing that you've noticed?
Or are you just thinking about the scene in Top Secret?
A little bit of that. I'm thinking like Jean-Claude Van Damme was a ballet dancer. Right. He's packing a full-on lap hog.
Who was the famous dude of the 80s?
And how do you know this?
Thank you, Adam.
Have you seen like sex videos with him or what?
Of Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah.
I just feel like in his movies, he highlights his dick area by doing like the splits, and I just freeze frame it, and I just kind of zoom in a little bit with my eyes.
All right.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah, good.
Right. Professional lighting, right. Mind you.
Sure, true. Okay. True, please don't take away from Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Kyle, during Game Over, man, why didn't we use any like professional lights?
Right? Well, it didn't what seem the fuck?
There were no lights.
I'm pissed now.
It didn't seem like there was any professional lights accenting. It was like normal, just regular lights for like your face and stuff. There's no special cock light.
Yeah,
I was trying to make it really grounded and realistic, you know. So
It wasn't like a big splashy 80s, 90s, Blake's favorite decade.
Splash.
Sort of movie.
Much more grounded.
So you didn't want to do that.
Much more grounded, you know. I just
very grounded. Yeah. You went very grounded with the cock lighting.
Right. Like super almost indie grounded, like very flat lighting.
Bro,
like,
how sick would it have been if we opened it up and revealed it and it was just lit perfectly, like glistening.
That would be great.
Like,
yeah.
There's like a light underneath it. It's got its own spot.
When we do the sequel.
Game Overboard, here we come. We're getting campy. I would like to do like a true
over camp.
Like Naked Gun with you
like
guys.
Like a Zucker. Do a Zucker movie.
Yeah, just where it's 1 million jokes. We try to pack as many dumb, silly bits as we can into a movie. Because I, admittedly, those movies are still so fucking funny.
Let's call the Wayans and make it happen.
Yeah, they've really been running that the last 20 years.
The amount of work they put just even in background jokes was just unreal. How like an ambulance would drive off and get connected to some fucking streamers and hit a bike, it hits this. And
right.
Frank Drebin's in the foreground, like, and he just doesn't even notice it. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's good TV.
One of my favorite versions of those movies is Top Secret with Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Anybody?
Film. Yes.
So when the chick is on the motorcycle and she's riding and her hair's like flapping like in the wind, and then when she gets there the hair is stuck going back and she turns, and whenever my wife pulls her like hair out of the fucking hair tie for the day, it goes straight vertically back, and I'm like, have you ever seen this? She's like,
you have a little,
can you stop bothering me about dumb movies from 1988.
Yes. Top Secret.
Yeah, it's been about 20 years of you mentioning that to me.
Yeah. I'm just trying to feed our children and keep them alive. Why don't you go podcast all night with your friends?
Just shut your big
go yapper. Talk for another 4 hours about cum, all right?
Yeah, no, that's great. Why don't you put some cum on the table? Great. I'll be over here putting food. Put more cum on the table.
I have to deprogram our children after they listen to your podcast.
No, they'll be proud. They'll be very proud. Yeah. That's going to live forever, right? Yeah.
For as long as,
mm-hmm. That's bizarre.
Oh, admittedly, Chloe's been getting some DMs of people being like...
they talk about you a lot.
Yeah. people just sliding in her DMs. She was talking about the wedding on her Instagram or something, and people were like, are you excited for everyone to be wearing kilts and sombreros?
Right.
And she's like, Adam, what the fuck are you doing?
Fuck it!
Hey.
And evidently you guys are selling NFTs of your collective cock, and I'm like, it is a great idea.
You know what, though? If she's questioning you like that, dude... Maybe you should start questioning something else.
Yeah. Is she the one? I don't know.
All she's doing is asking what's going on.
Yeah,
she's
what's not going on?
She's just like, what's going on? In the most loving way. Are you sure you want to do this?
And I'm like, come puts food on our table, babe. She's like, what are you even saying?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We're not getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Okay. Fine. If you won't let me and my friend sell our collective cock on the internet.
Goodbye.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
That's it.
Fuck it.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I mean, I see where she's coming from, but fuck it.
Yeah. When you really walk it back, I would be sad after I left.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
For
a little bit.
I'd probably walk away and be like, you know, that was a mistake. I probably should have...
Like relatively quick.
Yeah, but then, dude, you'd be like, but I didn't snip it yet, so like,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. So I still got to send
it. So you want to put a ring on it? So you still want to put a ring on it?
You still want to put a ring here?
It's bulky, but I consider it carry-on.
Classic. Mr. Chickadance, I told you. Yes, Satan? God damn.
A yes, Satan? Oh my goodness gracious.
How is Jim Carrey doing? I do feel like every time he does make an appearance... The red carpet one kind of, that's like its own isolated incident, that one. But like when he comes to like the Emmys and gets up there, I do feel like everybody fucking laser focuses because they know it's about to be so funny, and it always is.
He crushes so goddamn hard on every talk show,
yeah.
On every late night appearance,
yeah.
On every red carpet. He's just so goddamn good.
Yeah, yeah, how is that? It,
because...
I don't know. He's just been a master for so long.
I mean, Adam, you know about this. Like, at a certain point as a stand-up, when people know you're going to be funny, all you got to do sometimes is just walk out there and, like, give a look, and people are already like, yes, I know what that look means.
And they're ready to laugh, for sure.
He's built that with everybody, like, fucking... for 20 whatever years, and now he could just go out there and go, a little hot up here.
Yeah.
And people lose their shit.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, but then also he's not just funning it in like
that. No,
he's
not. Like, he's not,
everything
for sure.
He does is really funny.
Yes. But we're ready.
Like, I think I saw something, I think it was like on Kimmel a few years ago, and he's promoting something, and he was just like, you know what, Kimmel? I'm better telling stories when I'm on the move. Can I just be on the move?
Oh, he was on the treadmill?
Yeah, and then a treadmill rolls out and he gets on this and then just dead sprints while telling this story to Kimmel, and it was so fucking funny.
Legend.
Just such a dumb idea that for sure they're like, yeah, we can get a treadmill here.
Yeah, he's the best, man.
Yeah.
The best.
And he changed this podcast forever.
He really, really did.
All righty then. Fuck. He did. He was one of the first buttons.
Favorite Jim Carrey movie?
Oh.
Are you asking?
Favorite Jim Carrey movie, go.
Yeah, I mean, if you can handle it.
This is like my mom's Facebook post. Favorite Jim Carrey movie, go.
I know you don't like this, but he's got some of those serious ones, Anders. You know? Uh-oh. Are we able to have the two, or are we able to just kind of...
Hey, man, you can pick your shit. I'll go first. I'll go first and give people time. I'll give people time here.
Okay. Sure.
I will say, I love Ace Ventura. I love Dumb and Dumber. But for me, as a movie?
As a movie, dog? Okay,
here we go. I know what's coming.
Cable Guy.
This is the way.
Cable Guy.
Cable Guy is so good.
The watchability of Cable Guy, I can watch it a million times.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that movie rocked. You know it's going to be Chris Farley before?
Yeah.
Evidently?
Really?
And then he died. Yeah, he died like while they were casting. He was cast, I guess. And then he died during that, and they were like, Jim?
Yeah. Wow.
Would have been a different movie for sure.
Totally.
Yeah, Jim wanted to go dark, I think, right? Because he had already been kind of goofy, and he was like, let's make it a little darker. And they were like, sure. And then did not land with America. People did not really love that movie, but I was like, fucking.
Yeah, that movie.
Was it not a success? It just tanked?
Nah. It was a flop.
It was compared to what his other movies have done.
The Mask, Dumb and Dumber.
Right.
And they paid him $20+ million to be the lead of it. Right. So the budget was huge. And I think it ended up making a lot of money, but not initially.
And those hair plugs.
That was also the first time I registered as a youngster, like, that people didn't like the Jim Carrey movie. Like, it failed. Like, the news story for it was like, it didn't make enough money. And I was like, I saw it in theater. I really loved it. But even with that said, I do think it has gotten its flowers. Like,
it's gotten flowers.
Hey, it's getting them
like
now.
Like John Gabris. What's Gabris's podcast where he talks about movies?
Action Boys.
It might be High and Mighty.
Sure, yeah.
But he was like reciting the movie like top to bottom. I was just like, yeah. So
High and Mighty.
Yeah. Shout out to Gabris, one of the funniest dudes.
Yeah, baby.
John Gabris.
Love you. And he was just reciting the movie. So it I don't know if it's a comedian's movie or if people got around to really appreciating it, but super dope. And Ben Stiller directed it, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is rad.
Yeah. Judd Apatow.
What about the movie Man on the Moon? I love that movie.
No, I'm just kidding.
So glad you brought it up.
I love that movie.
That movie is not that good. I also love the movie. I rewatched it fairly recently, during quarantine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just remember it being, because I love Andy Kaufman so much. Like, he was one of the reasons I got a job working at the Improv when I was, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read all of his books.
Yeah.
And I've, like, cornered Bob Zmuda at the bar before and just asked him a million questions.
Cool.
And,
is he dead?
The movie kind of just was like
fizzles.
Yeah, fucking boring.
Hated it.
You jump in and you're like, oh my god, he's killing it, and then the story fizzles.
Yes, it's a long movie. It's made by the same director who did Cuckoo's Nest. It's kind of in that, like, it's weighty.
What, Milo Forman?
Milos Forman.
Look at you guys. Yeah. Look at you little cinephiles.
You know what? I used to love that movie more than when I found out, and I watched the documentary, whatever, Being Andy, that they put out. That, like, kind of turned me off on the movie a little bit. Like,
that's that was weird.
Shit, man.
Why didn't you cry about it?
Because he was, let's explain, because Jim was in character the whole time, and when he was Tony Clifton, he was a total fucking dickhead to everybody on set. And
I know. What a like, dumb flex that is for, like, actors to just be like, it's my process, to go, like, full method, and you're like... Well, then you're kind of a bad actor if you can't.
Agreed.
Because it's a craft, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you should be able to prepare it, and then when it's time to execute it. It's like if you're a boxer, you're not just fucking walking around hitting everyone all the time, like ready to fucking throw down.
But I do like that he tried it. I guess because I feel like Jim is like a soul searcher. I feel like he's a guy who's like
lifting up
stones to find answers. And he was like, "Let me just do this, and everyone else just bear with me as I make your life a living hell."
Yeah.
Well, do you think he had the foresight of like, I'm going to release this weird documentary in like Andy Kaufman-esque, like, this is part of the process, and then later down the road, we're going to release it as, like, a long con, almost, in a way.
Yeah. Well, like, he had that plan? Well, they were shooting it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They must have shot it to release it.
They were shooting it, and he was playing to the camera.
Right.
So it is not that weird, considering there was a camera there, and he was playing to that.
Yeah, and he was playing Andy Kaufman, yeah, who would have done something exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But that's so much wasted energy. It's like...
The joke is on everybody else for Kaufman. Like, Kaufman is, yes, like, if I'm laughing, fine. I don't care if anybody else gets it, which is, right, a whole interesting thing unto itself.
Yeah.
Come to itself. Points. Durr sounds exactly like it now.
Yes, points.
I think my favorite is just the classic Dumb and Dumber. I mean, mm-hmm, when I first saw that movie, I didn't know who Jeff Daniels was.
Mm.
Right, right.
Never saw Arachnophobia.
That's a great film.
No, I mean, I might have, but
not enough to log him.
Sure.
Yeah, it didn't lock in on me. Like, by the time I was watching those Jim Carrey movies, I think Ace Ventura came out when I was in, like, fourth, mm-hmm, grade. It was just like, he was the only, right, guy for me. I was like, he is my biggest movie star in my world, and anything he does is gold. And by the time he got to Dumb and Dumber, I'm like, he's like, mint him, put him on Mount Rushmore. This guy's a fucking god.
Yeah.
If he had just done those two movies, and I'm not saying that any movie past that has, like, tarnished him at all. I'm just saying, if he had just done those two movies, he's James Dean. Like, he'd be perfect. Not that he's not perfect.
And if he, like, died in a cool way, he should have done heroin and died.
Yeah, if he exploded somehow.
Oh, I wish he died. I wish he died right after.
Or even if he retired, I'm saying, like, if he had just done those two movies, he still would be just a comedy god, even though he did more movies after that I do think solidify him as a comedy god.
Oh, well, yeah.
Even what you were just touching on, like, shout out to freaking Jeff Daniels. Like, he didn't play the straight guy next to him. He played, like, an equally funny guy to Jim Carrey.
Yes, very, very funny in that movie.
Like, still found a way to be equally as funny as Jim Carrey. That's pretty crazy.
That's really hard. That's really hard. Definitely shout out. Like, you got a really great dumb guy, the funniest dumb guy, and now how do you find dumber? How do you do that? That's tough.
You laugh like this.
Do you think Jeff Daniels went into that movie like,
fuck,
I just saw Ace Ventura. I don't know if The Mask came out before this, but if he was like, I'm going ham. Or if he was just like, I do my thing.
I bet it was a little, because he considers himself like an actor.
So he was in character the whole time.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
You know, so I wonder how much, like a lot of times those guys, like, don't like the improv.
Right.
Because they feel like it takes away from the craft of acting. So I wonder how he was on set, because I'm assuming Jim is just a tornado of energy, Robin Williams style.
Do you want to hear the most annoying noise in the world? Like, that had to have been improvised.
Heard that it was. He was very much just like, I knew the character, I stuck in the character, and then I just held on for dear life.
He had because I think he had a chipped tooth as a kid, and then he had it fixed, Chip Douglas. He had the chip removed again to look dumber. Right?
Right.
Not that you look dumb with a chipped tooth, but, like, you don't look smart.
Right. It's like a wonky eye. You're not looking smart.
Yeah. It's like, just fix it. I did. Which is cool. I fucking love that.
We got to get you out of them teeth, man.
Yeah.
We got to get you in a role, dude.
Let's do this.
That'd be so tight if Dirk just plays like a guy that's like this, like a Dumbo.
Yeah. For those of you at home, my front upper four teeth are fake. Those are caps. And underneath them is crazy fangs.
Yeah, he's got a nice Joe Biden grill.
Yeah, they are. It was a great purchase.
Made of toilet porcelain.
You look great.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're porcelain.
Wow.
These are Toto.
That's some high fancy crap right there.
Some chompers.
American Standard.
Sloan.
I guess since you guys covered a lot of great Jim Carrey movies, I guess I'll just highlight one scene from Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
Cop out.
Coming out of the rhinos?
The rhino scene.
That's the first scene, though. You got to dig a little deeper. That is the very first
scene. It's not the first scene.
It's in the middle.
No. Well,
the first scene is cliffhanger, bro. It's cliffhanger with a raccoon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys, egg on my face.
Hey, nice pull, Kyle.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's epic,
you're a
dude.
Stupid dumbass.
I was so fucking excited to watch that movie in the theater. And then I think I said Bumblebee Tuna for like 25 years afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
Bumblebee Tuna. The best.
Yeah, but that rhino scene, like whoever came up with that set piece, or if it was just the whole movie was written around that.
Right.
Oh my God, dude.
See, guys,
fuck.
We can write Ace Ventura. We can just write right. a full-on, absolutely insane.
I think we have
2 billion jokes coming out of rhinoceros assholes.
Doesn't he like pick up a guy who looks like the Monopoly Man and like shakes his jaw?
Yeah, he's like passed out. And he's like, "Do not pass go."
You know that it was improvised, and that dude was like, "Okay, fine."
Yeah, he says, "Do not pass go. Do not collect $200."
Right.
He's yeah. like moving his mouth.
You're hurting me.
When nature calls.
So yeah, Jim Carrey, here's your flowers, man.
Bro.
Yeah, welcome. You just got a lot of flowers.
Yo, here's some more flowers. Tommy Davidson in that movie. Remember when he's doing the one-on-one fight against like the like local tribe or whatever, and the giant
Absolutely.
Dude comes out?
Quincy Achu, the white
devil.
And he
turns around and drops the backpack, and Tommy Davidson is in the backpack, and they let him loose. Doesn't he throw like a spear into his leg, and he's just like, ah! And then he does the other leg, and he's like, ah! Ah! Fuck, so good.
You can't give him enough.
Honestly,
roses.
Like the first time I saw Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls, I didn't like it enough, so I watched it every day on VHS until right. I loved it, and now it's burnt into my brain.
You like programmed yourself
as like a discipline?
Yes.
Jim Carrey was such a hero to you that you had to beat this into your brain.
Yes. Whoa. I refused to just say it was a bad movie, and I watched it so many times that now I'm like, that's
right.
my one.
Right. But really, it is just the rhino scene.
It's the rhino scene.
Guano. Guano is.
Yeah. That movie has a lot. That movie has a lot, doesn't it? It's.
That's bat poop. Is it? And he just kind of like flops it out of his mouth, right?
I feel like we've covered a lot so far in this podcast, guys. We covered.
Is it over?
Come.
No,
that was me.
Did you just use the fart mic? You got to let people know. I didn't even know.
You farted?
He farted.
Yeah, I wanted.
Hey, Todd, if we could just ISO that on the mix, that'd be great.
Yeah, and Todd, let's ISO that on the mix and then bring it back right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everyone mm-hmm. can really.
It sounded like this.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. Let's ISO it again to compare.
Okay.
Okay, see, it didn't really sound like that.
All right, see, it did not sound like
that. And now run that right by my audio clip as well and put them back to back.
And then now can you play the one from last episode, please?
Well, that one, I wasn't doing an impression of that one, but...
No, I want to just do a side-by-side. I just want to do a side-by-side, if that's possible.
All right. Okay, thank you, Todd. Thank you so much. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, God.
That's pretty good. Will you do that one more time?
Thank you,
Todd.
You got it.
I think we did it.
Mm. You got it, baby.
Really good stuff, guys. Really freaking good stuff.
Yeah.
Any take backs? Any apologies?
Kyle,
hey.
What's up?
Was number 23 one of your... one of your top choices there?
No, I never watched that.
Yeah.
I never saw that movie. Is it good?
I bet it's fine. You know, I bet it's a decent watch.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
It's science.
Yeah, Kyle, you should watch it because I could see... I'm glad you didn't watch it when that movie came out because I could see you getting like really into like counting numbers and stuff.
Numerology?
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just being like seeing numbers everywhere.
Like the fact that you knew that word.
Numerology? Yeah, I'm into it.
Tells me you're already in over your head.
I would love to see a shot-for-shot remake with Kyle as Jim Carrey in that movie.
He's got a lot of filming to do.
Like how Vince Vaughn did Psycho?
If I'm in front of the camera, if you guys are pulling me out there, somebody's going to have to be watching monitors. Who's doing it?
I'm busy. I hope Adam and
all
Blake are busy too.
Yeah.
This is your thing.
Durs can do it.
I'm living in a nightmare.
Wait, so I'm directing it and starring in these things?
No, no, by myself? Direct it. No, you can find a director. I want to see it for the first time in my living room.
I want you to direct it. I really like movies that you direct. So I would love to see you direct this.
Yeah, direct.
And I know star. You can do it. I know you can direct and star.
Are we of in course. Takebacks? Are we in takebacks right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
All right. Let's go there. Yeah, soon. Let's go there. Any takebacks? Apologies? Come on, we got to be on set tomorrow. Let's just wrap it up.
Wrapping it up. That's right.
All right.
In the land I'm gonna of
apologize
funk.
To my wife for cracking this next sparkling soda. Ooh. Here. What are they called? Sparkling sodas? Sparkling
seltzer.
Hard seltzers.
White Claw? You got that Lowry's flavor, baby?
I crushed a can high boy.
Yes, sir.
No apologies.
5 milligrams.
I had a little whiskey, and I ain't apologizing for
that. I'd like to give a little compliment to Liquid Death. Love the name. Love the product.
Perfect.
Love it.
Also drink a little Liquid Death. Mm. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I drink so much Liquid Death, which is water, guys. It's water. Yeah. It's canned water.
Right. Murder your thirst.
It murders
it's
your thirst.
Best.
It does murder your
it's
thirst.
It's the best.
We it's love the
it.
Best.
It's the best.
It really is.
It's the best.
Well, I'll give a shout out. If we're talking comedy, giving shout outs, man, I watched the first episode of I Think You Should Leave on Netflix, and I haven't watched any other episode except the first one, but goddamn if I wasn't crying watching it. It's very, very funny.
I gotta watch.
Yeah, please.
And who's the star of it? It's Tim, right? Robinson?
Yeah, Tim Robinson. Yeah. Tim Robinson.
Oh, he's bro.
Super funny. That guy kills me.
Yeah,
that
show.
That first episode is
it's very good.
And I think we can pass this along. This is kind of a Flowers moment, but what we had heard, I know he had a short kind of stint on SNL, but what we had heard from people who are friends with the people on the inside behind the scenes is that he was the king of pitching shit that would just like blast the room. Like he would lay everybody out on like pitch day or script reading day. I don't know if it made it. It didn't make it on air because it was too weird. And SNL kind of has it's doing its thing. They have to listen to podcasts, write it down, and then make that sketch.
Yes, they have to take weird ideas from podcasts. True.
Right.
Yes.
But he apparently was like the king of killing it in the room.
I believe that for him.
You know, that's Flowers, right? That's
also,
Flowers.
Also, yeah, hey, while we're
flowers,
here.
Those are good ass flowers.
While we're here with him, no, not a lot of people know this, but I saw a couple clips of him fucking shredding on a skateboard recently on Instagram.
Yes.
Atiba shot it.
Yeah.
Atiba fucking, bro.
Yeah, he's not.
They were shredding. I was so pumped.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope.
And, hey, while we're here, you know, Detroiters, Sam Richardson is in, like, I turn on my TV, he's got two movies blast him in the face. Sam Richardson, who was in Game Over, man, just the best dude. So flowers to Sam.
Love you,
well.
Sam. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was watching him on Kimmel the other night, and apparently he was telling a story that he had some audition where he sang a TV theme song to, like, make them laugh and yada 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 and show that he can sing. And then a producer that was at dinner with him as he was telling the story was like, oh, you got to see this Adam Devine sketch. Like he said this on Kimmel, and he was talking about Theme Addict, a sketch we did when we were 20 what the fuck ever before Workaholics.
Dude.
And then like some other guy at the dinner who was an action star was like, I got to give you tips. And he started giving him tips. And then before he says, and this is the most important tip, the producer was like, here's that video of Adam singing theme songs. And then he never got the tip. And I was like,
from Gerard Butler.
I never watched Kimmel. And I'm like, how am I watching it now tonight? And he's talking about a sketch we did when
that's
we were.
That's God, Anders. That's God. That's God. Point.
Yeah,
me.
God. Yeah. God.
That is God.
You.
Look at him. Look.
God. So now you believe.
Look at him.
He's carrying you. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. He's carrying you right now,
only
buddy.
Only one set of footprints.
If I got another white light, he might have to carry me. Okay, no take backs.
All right.
Yeah.
No take.
And guys, that was another episode of
This
is Important.
Important.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bitch.